This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Final results from Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine trial showed its shot had a 95% success rate and 2 months of safety data. As Reuters' Soria Ali reports, that paves the way for the drug maker to ask U.S. government officials for an emergency authorization within days.
Pfizer, an American company, and its German partner BioNTech had released their initial results only a week ago that showed 90% effectiveness. Pfizer's new rate would make it the highest of any candidate in late-stage clinical trials so far. Moderna on Monday released preliminary data for its vaccine, showing similar effectiveness, 94.5%. Both have raised hopes for an end to a pandemic that has so far killed more than 1.3 million people.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Federal regulators have cleared Boeing's 737 MAX airplane to fly again. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The planes were grounded worldwide last year after two crashes within 5 months killed 346 people. Investigators had focused on anti-stall software as a cause. Federal Aviation Administration Chief Stephen Dixon lifted the grounding after a 20-month review, telling CNBC Squawk Box the software's been redesigned and the MAX is now safe.
And I would put my own family on it.
Still, Dixon says the FAA will inspect every new MAX before letting them fly. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The United States Wednesday imposed sweeping new sanctions against Iran, blacklisting a foundation controlled by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The sanctions announced by the Treasury Department marked the latest action to enforce the U.S.'s maximum pressure campaign on Iran. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says there were nearly 4 million new coronavirus cases reported globally last week, with Europe accounting for nearly half that number. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
In its latest COVID-19 pandemic analysis, the UN Health Agency says that for the first time in more than 3 months, cases in Europe have dropped about 10%, suggesting that recent lockdown measures across the continent are having an effect. Still, WHO says the number of deaths in Europe increased substantially. Significant spikes in cases and deaths were also seen in the Americas. Southeast Asia is the only region that's seen a drop in cases and deaths. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The first at-home rapid coronavirus test has been approved. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The first rapid coronavirus test that can be performed and developed entirely at home has won approval from federal regulators. The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency authorization to the 30-minute test kit from Lucira Health. The Lucira test allows users to swab themselves to collect a nasal sample. The sample is then swirled in a vial that plugs into a portable device that interprets the results and displays whether the user tested positive or negative for COVID-19. The test will require a prescription. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is staging a virtual roundtable discussion with frontline healthcare workers Wednesday as he continues to focus on the country's fight to curb the coronavirus pandemic. Biden is holding the event in his home city of Wilmington, Delaware, as he transitions to the presidency after his inauguration on January 20th. Earlier this week, the president-elect met with economic advisors about the damage the pandemic has wrought on the U.S. economy and with national security and military advisors about threats the U.S. could face as he assumes office. Meanwhile, current President Donald Trump is continuing to block his Democratic challenger's official transition to power. He's refusing to allow Biden to see the president's daily brief of U.S. intelligence analysts' assessments of the world trouble spots or to give Biden's team access to a long list of government agencies. The remnants of what was Hurricane Iota moved into El Salvador Wednesday as the storm continues to pound Nicaragua with strong winds and heavy rains, even after weakening from a hurricane to a tropical storm. At least 9 people have been killed since Iota came ashore in Nicaragua. Iota was the 30th named storm of the record-breaking 2020 Atlantic hurricane season, which, according to the U.S. National Weather, to end November 30th. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.